Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Always fun.
Today, we're diving into leadership lessons.
Ah, leadership, yeah.
We've got a collection of essays from entrepreneurs.
Okay.
All different kinds of fields, sharing their experiences, their journeys, their ups and downs.
Interesting.
Like we're getting a backstage pass to how they built their businesses.
I like that.
Yeah.
A backstage pass, cool.
Whether it's, you know, building a shoelace empire or software or get this.
Yeah.
Storytelling company founded by a Renaissance literature PhD.
Oh, wow. That's a very specific niche.
Yeah.
I like that.
What I love about this is that these aren't just, you know, theories from a textbook.
Yeah.
These are real stories.
Exactly.
Of people who've been there.
People in the trenches.
Yeah.
Figuring it out.
In trenches, yeah.
As they go.
And the first thing that jumped out at me is how many of these entrepreneurs had that spark, that hustle.
A hustle.
From a young age.
Mm.
Like it was almost like they were born to do this, to be entrepreneurs.
Right.
One of the essays talks about, you know, trading silly bands in grade school.
Oh, wow.
Another one talks about taking apart radios just to see how they work.
That's me.
The innate curiosity, right?
Yeah,
to tinker, to figure things out.
To create, yeah.
And it just made me think back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, what did I do
that
might have hinted at where I am now?
Right.
I was obsessed with board games.
Oh, really?
Creating elaborate rules and tournaments.
Huh.
Maybe that's where my love of systems and strategy comes from.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
You know, those early experiences, they really do shape us.
Yeah.
And it's not always about starting businesses, right?
Mm.
It's that problem-solving mindset, the drive to figure things out.
Yeah.
One entrepreneur even talks about being inspired by that classic interview question, "Sell me this pen."
Oh, yeah.
You know that one.
Of course.
It's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
It's designed to test your quick thinking.
Totally.
Like creativity.
Makes you think, what would I do?
Yeah, how would you answer that?
Well,
sell me this pen.
What would my pitch be?
Yeah.
But for this entrepreneur, it wasn't just a hurdle to get over in the interview.
Right.
It was a turning point.
Oh, wow.
They actually bombed the interview.
Oh, no.
But they ended up selling dozens of pens to people in the waiting room.
Get out of here.
Afterwards.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That's awesome.
And it made them realize, like, wait a second. I might have a knack for this persuasion thing.
Right.
You know?
Speaking the off-hour.
Seeing opportunities where other people don't.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when those entrepreneurial gears started turning for them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, that's a light bulb moment.
Yeah,
right?
that's a true catalytic event. You know?
Totally.
It's fascinating how a single event can just change the course of someone's life.
Totally.
Like that.
Yeah.
And that leads us to another big theme that we saw.
Oh, yeah.
Defining moments and mentors.
Okay.
You know, these journeys, they're not just solo climbs.
Right.
You know, they're often these pivotal experiences and people that help guide the way.
Absolutely.
For one founder, it was landing like a dream job at a tech startup.
Okay.
But then being thrown into the deep end on day one.
Oh, no. Oh.
Leading a product launch with zero experience.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a baptism by fire.
Trial by fire.
Right.
Yeah.
But they thrived under pressure.
Wow.
Realizing they had this talent for leadership that they hadn't tapped into before.
That's incredible.
It is.
That's a story that I think a lot of people can probably relate to.
Yeah, for sure.
That moment where you're forced to sink or swim.
Sink or swim. Totally.
So then what about mentors?
Yeah, mentorship.
Did these entrepreneurs have people in their corner guiding them along the way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Some were lucky to have like entrepreneurial families,
mm-hmm.
like one who grew up watching their mom run a bakery.
Okay.
You know, learning firsthand about the grit and resilience it takes.
Wow.
Others found mentors in unexpected places.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's a story about a young designer who was struggling to find their voice,
mm-hmm.
feeling lost, you know, in a sea of trends.
Yeah.
And then they meet this seasoned art director who becomes their champion.
Great.
Pushing them to embrace their own unique style.
Wow.
And that validation was a game changer.
That's huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
But you know, one essay took a completely different perspective on mentorship.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
This entrepreneur said they consider everyone they meet a potential mentor. Not in a formal way,
right?
But in the sense that every interaction, every conversation holds a lesson.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's a mindset shift, right?
Yeah.
Constantly seeking wisdom and insights, no matter who you're talking to.
That's a really powerful way to look at it.
It is.
Always being in learning mode.
Always learning, always growing.
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
These entrepreneurial journeys, they're not always sunshine and rainbows, right?
Of course not, no.
There are bumps in the road.
For sure.
And that's where the next theme comes in. Adapting and overcoming.
Okay.
We see these entrepreneurs facing, you know, everything from funding woes to market crashes to a global pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
The resilience on display is just incredible.
Yeah.
One story that stands out is about a founder who launched a food delivery app just weeks before lockdown hit.
Oh, wow.
Talk about bad timing.
Yep.
They had to completely pivot, shifting from restaurant partnerships to grocery delivery.
Oh, wow.
Building new tech on the fly.
Wow.
It was chaos.
Yeah.
But they pulled it off.
Talk about being adaptable.
Right.
Makes you think, how comfortable are we with uncertainty?
Yeah, yeah.
With having to change course.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that is learned versus inherent?
Right.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
A lot of these entrepreneurs talk about how they develop that resilience muscle over time, right? They face setbacks.
Of course.
Learn from them, came back stronger.
Yeah.
There's this common thread of viewing challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities to learn and grow.
Yeah.
It's a mindset shift, right?
Totally.
Just seeing obstacles as stepping stones.
Yeah, it makes me think of that quote, smooth seas don't make skilled sailors,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
These entrepreneurs, they had their share of storms, but they weathered them.
They weathered them.
And that resilience, I'm sure, shaped their leadership philosophies.
Definitely, yeah.
Which is what we're going to get into next.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Diving into those core beliefs about how to lead effectively.
I think we're going to see a lot of overlap in those philosophies.
Yeah.
Despite them coming from such diverse backgrounds.
I'm really interested to see that.
Yeah, should be a good one.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's go. One thing that really struck me was the emphasis on shared vision.
Okay.
It's not just about the leader's goals, right?
Love
it's
it.
About getting everyone on board, rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
There's a story about a tech CEO who made a point of involving the entire team.
Wow.
From engineers to customer support in shaping the company's roadmap.
Really?
Yeah. They held these open forums, brainstormed together.
That's great.
Really made people feel like they were part of something bigger.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Yeah.
It creates that buy-in.
Absolutely.
And that sense of ownership.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
And, and speaking of buy-in, mm-hmm. communication was another huge theme.
Absolutely, yeah. Communication is key.
Right.
One founder put it bluntly.
They said,
communication is either 100% of your success or 100% of your failure.
Wow, that's a good one.
No pressure, right?
No pressure.
But seriously, it's about clarity. It's about transparency, making sure everyone's on the same page.
Right.
There's a story about a marketing executive who learned this the hard way.
Oh.
They were leading a rebranding campaign.
Okay.
But they kept the big reveal a secret until the very last minute,
thinking
they were building suspense.
Oh, I bet that backfired.
It totally did.
Yeah.
The team felt blindsided. There was confusion, resentment, and the launch was a mess.
Yikes.
It was a painful lesson in the importance of open communication, even when it feels scary to share those early ideas.
Yeah, that's a good example of how not to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of ties into another theme that we saw a lot of,
mm-hmm.
leading by example.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Walk the walk.
You can't just talk the talk.
Exactly.
You got to walk the walk.
You got to lead by example.
Yeah. One essay really stuck with me.
Okay.
It was the founder of a retail company.
Okay.
Who makes it a point to know all of his employees' spouses and children's names.
Wow, that's impressive.
It sounds like a small thing.
Yeah.
But it shows a level of care,
right,
and genuine interest.
Absolutely.
That I think goes a long way.
It's those little things that often make the biggest impact, right? It's about showing your team that you value them as human beings, not just employees.
Not just cogs in the machine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And that builds trust and loyalty. Which is priceless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of valuing people,
yeah,
there was this one perspective on mentorship that I thought was so refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how we talked about one entrepreneur seeing everyone as a potential mentor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like having that 360-degree view of learning opportunities?
Exactly.
Well, another entrepreneur talked about the flip side of that.
Okay.
The responsibility that we have as leaders,
mm-hmm,
to be mentors to others.
Oh, that's interesting.
Even in informal ways, they said it's not about having all the answers. It's about sharing your experiences, your struggle.
Your failures.
Your aha moments.
Yeah.
That kind of vulnerability
can
be so empowering for someone who's just starting out.
That's so true. It's like paying it forward.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Taking what you've learned and using it to help others grow.
Absolutely.
And speaking of growth,
mm-hmm,
these entrepreneurs all seem to share this growth mindset.
This belief in constantly pushing themselves beyond their comfort zones.
It's essential, right?
Yeah.
One entrepreneur even said something like, if you're not feeling at least a little bit uncomfortable, you're probably not growing.
It's true.
It's about embracing those challenges.
Yeah.
Being willing to fail and learning from those experiences.
That reminds me of that quote about the smooth seas.
Yeah.
Not making skilled sailors, right?
Exactly.
These entrepreneurs, they clearly didn't shy away from rough waters.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they often found their greatest successes on the other side of those storms.
Yeah, yeah. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Right.
Right.
And that resilience seems to be like a key ingredient in their leadership journeys.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, it wasn't all just about like grit and determination.
Mm-hmm.
These entrepreneurs also talked a lot about the importance of passion.
Oh, yeah.
And purpose.
Yes. It's about finding that thing that lights you up.
That problem that you can't stop thinking about.
Right.
That makes you want to jump out of bed every morning.
Exactly. Yeah. One entrepreneur put it this way. They said, find the intersection of what you love and what the world needs. That's where the magic happens.
Ooh. I love that.
Yeah.
It's not just about chasing success. Mm. It's about aligning your work with something that has meaning.
Right.
You know, something that contributes to the greater good.
Absolutely.
And speaking of making a difference, I'm curious to hear what advice these seasoned entrepreneurs had for aspiring leaders.
Okay.
You know, those who are just starting out on their own journeys.
Yeah, they had a lot of wisdom to share.
I bet.
One recurring theme was the importance of self-belief,
mm-hmm,
of trusting your gut even when you're feeling unsure.
Yeah.
There's a story about a young designer who had this amazing idea for a sustainable fashion line. And everyone told her it was too risky, too niche.
Oh, wow.
But she believed in her vision.
Good for her.
And went for it anyway.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
She built a multi-million-dollar company.
Wow, get it?
Based on that crazy idea.
That's so inspiring.
It is.
It's a reminder that sometimes the greatest successes come from defying conventional wisdom and following your heart.
Yeah, for sure.
What other gems of wisdom did these entrepreneurs offer?
Well, they also emphasize the importance of building a strong network,
mm-hmm,
of surrounding yourself with people who inspire and support you.
Because as we've seen, these entrepreneurial journeys, they're rarely solo missions.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, having a supportive community can make all the difference.
It really can, yeah.
Yeah.
And one final piece of advice that I found particularly powerful was this.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, that's good.
It's not a sign of weakness.
Right.
It's a sign of strength.
It's true. Yeah.
We all need help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And seeking out guidance from those who've been there before us can be so invaluable.
Totally. Yeah, it seems like finding that sweet spot where your passion meets a real need in the world.
It's key.
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
One entrepreneur talked about initially building a software company,
mm-hmm,
just to make money.
Okay.
And it was It was technically successful,
Right.
but they felt empty.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't until they pivoted to using their tech skills to create accessible learning tools
Okay.
for kids in underserved communities that they felt truly fulfilled.
It's that sense of purpose that
yeah.
fuels the long hours and the setbacks and the constant learning.
Yeah.
Without it,
yeah.
It's easy to burn out.
Totally.
These entrepreneurs are proof that you can make a difference and build a successful business at the same time.
Absolutely.
It's not either.
Yeah. And it all circles back to that initial spark that we talked about, that drive to create, to solve problems. Mm-hmm. But as we've seen, the journey is rarely straightforward.
It's full of twists and turns.
You know, those twists and turns, unexpected challenges and moments of pure serendipity.
Right. Like one entrepreneur talked about how a chance encounter at a coffee shop led to their biggest business breakthrough.
Really?
Yeah. They overheard someone complaining about a problem.
Oh, wow.
Their product could solve.
That's amazing.
It sparked a conversation, a connection.
Yeah.
And ultimately a $1 million partnership.
Wow. You just never know.
You never know.
Where those opportunities are going to come from.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
It's an adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurial journey is an adventure, a constant process of discovery.
Totally.
And while there's no one-size-fits-all formula for success,
right,
the insights we've gleaned from these entrepreneurs, I think, offer a valuable roadmap. So as we wrap up our deep dive,
okay,
let's distill some of those key takeaways for our listener.
All right.
What are those nuggets of wisdom they can carry with them?
I think the biggest one is the importance of cultivating a growth mindset.
Okay.
Embracing challenges, being open to feedback, constantly learning and evolving. That's what sets these entrepreneurs apart.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to fail because they know that failure is just a stepping stone to success.
And that ties into another big theme that we explored, the power of self-belief.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when faced with doubt and uncertainty, these entrepreneurs held on to their vision, trusting their gut instincts and betting on themselves.
It's a reminder that we all have the potential to achieve great things if we believe in ourselves and our ability to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the importance of building a strong support system.
Right. So important.
Whether it's, you know, a formal mentor or a supportive network of peers or simply a group of people who believe in your vision.
Yeah. Having others in your corner can make all the difference. Absolutely. It's about knowing you're not alone on this journey.
Yeah, that's so true.
And finally, I think the most inspiring takeaway is that it's never too late to start.
Well, that's a good one.
We saw entrepreneurs from all walks of life, from all ages and backgrounds,
yeah,
achieving incredible things.
That's right.
It's a reminder that age is just a number, and that it's never too late to pursue your passions,
yeah,
and make your mark on the world.
So to our listener, we encourage you to take these insights to heart and use them to fuel your own journey, whatever path you choose to take.
Couldn't agree more.
And remember, the world needs your unique talents and contributions. So don't be afraid to step into your power and make your mark.
Yeah, go out there and make it happen.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep exploring the boundless possibilities that lie ahead.